From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast. I'm Yvette Walker of The Oklahoman, and with me in the studio today, as always, is Lisa Potts of Oklahoma Press Association. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Yvette.
Well, we had a really great week because we had new pairings, we had some great dances, and obviously we had two people go home. But let's talk about the new pairings, Lisa.
Okay. Well, do we want to go through the routines one by one?
Well, let's talk about
who was paired together
because there were some interesting combinations.
There were. We had a lot of height differences this week, actually.
And see, we knew there would be.
Yeah. Yeah, so we had Kayla and Evan, and then Jeanette and Ade, and then I'd say Randy and Capono. Oh, and Melissa and Brandon, too, because Melissa's, well, I don't know, they might be about the same, but especially those first two, Kayla and Evan and Jeanette and Ade, there were some big height differences there. And they looked a little funny next to each other sometimes. And Kayla had to dance barefoot with Evan in his, you know, heels. And there were some interesting couplings. What did you think of them?
Besides the height differences, I guess I was surprised about the strength in the pairings because I really didn't think that they would want to pair, for example, Ade with Jeanette because they both are such strong dancers, but they pulled it out of a hat, so I guess it truly was random. Have you heard anything besides the fact that it was random?
Well, there's always questions as to if it's really random, but...
Well, yeah, because I guess I would think that they would want to pair maybe a weaker with a stronger dancer, but, you know, maybe not. But that's what I was surprised about. In fact, I think on a couple shows ago, I said, no way are they going to pair, for example, Ade and Jeanette, and that's exactly what they did. Because they're such strong dancers, and of course, you know, Brandon is such a strong dancer, too, with Janine?
With Melissa.
With Melissa, yes, that's right, with Melissa. So, anyway, of course, all the dancers are really good now, but those are the things that surprised me. But it was fun seeing the taller dancer dance with the shorter dancer, and some of the choreographers even made that work. For example, Nappy Tabs did that in the dance with the day. And
Jeanette.
And Jeanette, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. They looked really good together. So
they really did. Well, let's go on to the dances.
Okay. First up was Kayla and Evan doing a Viennese waltz. And Evan, you know, the judges really sort of got onto him because he wasn't gliding enough on the floor. And he had some clumsy footwork. And I sort of had to agree with them. Kayla was gorgeous as usual, but I didn't feel like she was really challenged with it. I'm ready for her to get another Latin routine or hip hop. She still has not had hip hop. We're on the sixth week and she still hasn't had hip hop. And I think all the other girls except Melissa have had hip hop twice now.
Right.
I think.
Right. Again, a random thing or not. I mean, it's so hard to know.
Mm-hmm. So I want the two of those ladies to be challenged pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And then if you want to talk, do you want to talk solos while we talk about couples?
No, let's just talk about couples.
Okay. So then we had Jeanette and Ade doing Hip Hop by Nappy Tabs. And Ade played a funk doctor who uses his hair pick. I love that they pulled that in since he's so notorious for wearing his hair pick. So he uses that to hypnotize her and give her some funk. And I thought it was a really fun routine, and they were both really sharp with it. And they did really well.
Well, they got a lot of praise from the judges. I liked it. But I guess I've seen everyone do really tough choreography, mm-hmm. and I guess I'm getting spoiled because this was fun. I liked it, but it didn't seem like it was that challenging.
Okay.
And I guess I'm holding them to a higher standard now, and maybe I shouldn't do that. And I hope America doesn't do that. I really liked it, but I thought, you know, it was really fun. I enjoyed watching it, but you know.
Yeah. Now that I think back to it, I really didn't think it. I don't remember anything all that challenging. So they were probably going more for the character side of it.
Yeah, the one cool thing was there were a couple of flips, and then when she came over him and then she came between his legs. That was kind of a cool. and again, that was playing off the height difference because
yes.
he was so tall that she could just flip over him, and then
And then crawl right.
He literally stood up on tippy toe, and she was able to come between his legs without him even having to jump up. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. They were cute together. But, you know, I think Jeanette would be cute with pretty much any of the guys. She just sort of brings out that side of... And really, Ade, he has difficulty showing his personality to the audience. I feel like they're not really seeing that star power in him, except when he's doing his solos. So I thought that this funky style was able for him to... It allowed him to have some fun with it, smile a lot. I still was hoping he was not in the bottom three, but... You know, maybe if he has another one or two great routines, maybe he can pull out of it. But he's running out of time.
That's true, and that's a really good observation you just made.
So next up was Janine and Jason doing the contemporary routine by Travis Wall, who was the runner-up in season two. And, you know, it's funny. Travis twittered that he found out he was going to be choreographing for the show just 12 hours before rehearsal was scheduled to start. So they didn't give him much time.
Wow.
And he said afterwards they were the perfect couple for his choreography, and he was totally in love with Janine and Jason. He could not have been happier. And then, I don't know if you've had a chance to check your Twitter account, Yvette, but he twittered last night that he's going to be choreographing a group routine next week. So I'm guessing that's probably for Wednesday's episode, since Thursday's is probably jam-packed.
Well, I think he's a great choreographer. You know, Debbie Allen, he's in awe of Debbie Allen, and he used to be, I guess he was a small child when his mother was working at her dance school. She mentioned that on the show. And so you can imagine her being the judge. He was probably so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But well, I really liked his choreography.
Oh, his choreography was beautiful. It was really beautiful. They played childhood friends, becoming romantic for the first time, pitching a heart necklace back and forth between each other. And, you know, I've always seen a little bit of Travis in Jason's dancing. So
really?
I thought, yeah. It's like every time I see Jason, I sort of think of Travis a little bit. Now, Travis is very different, but at least in terms of the way they look and their style, it seems sort of similar. But I thought it was great interpretive choreography for them, and it really let both of them shine, which up till now, you know, Jason's been paired with Caitlin, and I think Nigel mentioned this, in fact, that this was the first time that he had a partner, or he said of Janine, this was the first time that she had a partner that could match her her quality of dancing and her technique. So, and I thought that was true for Jason as well, actually.
The judges definitely liked their performance, though. So.
Yeah, they got a standing ovation. So,
yeah.
Great leaps and floor work, and it was really beautiful.
Okay.
Let's see. Next up was Randy and Capone doing the Paso Doble, and of course, both of them were kicked off the show, and they had some bobbles throughout the routine and didn't really have the chemistry or the passion between each other, the anger. You know, there's supposed to be a matador and a bull, and I just really didn't see that. And then, of course, he almost dropped her at the end. And
I saw that.
When she arched back, and luckily they were able to sort of cover it up and make it look like it was supposed to be that way.
You know what? I couldn't tell if he dropped her or she lost her footing and I couldn't tell.
It looked like she lost her footing, but that he also probably wasn't holding her up enough. So, that routine was probably doomed from the start, because probably both of them were at the bottom in terms of the girls and the guys. In terms of the pecking order, they were probably the next to go, or, you know, the second to next to go. So I think their time was probably limited. They needed to prove themselves, and they definitely didn't do it with this routine.
Okay.
So then last we had Melissa and Brandon doing a Broadway routine by Tice, and they did the Age of Aquarius from the Broadway show Hair.
How could you go wrong with that?
And of course, Nigel even mentioned that Tice did a great job of catering to Melissa's style and Brandon's style. But, you know, I really wish they wouldn't. I wish they would challenge them and give them something very different. It was very balletic, and Melissa's had that almost every week. I want to see her doing hip-hop. I want to see if she can pull that off. But in terms of the characters, they did a really nice job playing these, you know, flower children or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But It went pretty well. Brandon Solo, I thought, was absolutely gorgeous. He had some leaps that just took my breath away and gorgeous extension. So I thought back to his original audition when Mia thought, you know, he wasn't all that, which she's now taken back. And I thought that emotion is what was missing from him back in the beginning.
Oh, so you think, well, he's really grown.
Yeah.
I think he's an excellent dancer, but you're right. He probably has picked that up. Well, let's take a minute and mention that this was the first week where the judges could not save a dancer.
Right.
It was all based on the calls that came in.
Mm-hmm. All on viewers' votes.
That's right. So that's why when we saw the performance show, the solos were actually worked into the performance show, because we needed to see them not only dance in couple, but we needed to see them individually dance.
True. Yes.
And so I think America probably got it right this time, but I'm a little concerned about next week or the week after.
One thought I had while watching the solos was, do you remember how Melissa was referred to as the naughty ballerina back during the audition process?
Yes.
Where has that been? It seems like all of her solos have been, you know, these nice balletic things we've seen her do over and over. I'm ready to see her do some more characters like that. And it's just, I don't know. I think that's been missing.
I know. Well, so the bottom three girls and the bottom three boys, let's list those.
Actually, there were only two this time. And the bottom two girls were Randy and Melissa, and bottom two guys were Capono and Audet.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, concerns me a little bit. Even though Melissa and Audet aren't dancing together anymore.
Mm-hmm. This is 2 weeks now.
Yeah, they're both in the bottom.
Yeah.
Makes me, you know, Audet, Brandon definitely has stepped up his game, in my opinion. I think he's a really strong contender and maybe even the strongest right now, but I still love Audet.
Audet really needs a great routine next week, or else he's in trouble.
He does, yeah. I still think he's better than Jason. I think in the pecking order, I think it'd be Brandon Audet and then down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have to see.
Yeah. I think those three are probably going to battle it out. I think Evan might be in trouble, but who knows? He may have a fan base out there. Since he was safe this week, he may have a fan base that keeps him in it.
Yeah. That he didn't go home.
Yeah. In terms of girls, I think Melissa will probably go home next week, but then I don't want to have to pick between Janine and Jeanette and Kayla. Oh, goodness.
I'll go ahead and list my choices. I'd say definitely Jeanette.
Yeah.
Janine and Kayla are pretty close for me.
Yeah.
But I think Jeanette is the strongest, because every week she has consistently been the number one girl, in my opinion.
With the variety of styles.
Absolutely.
Yes. She's been getting the variety of styles, and she has nailed every single one of them. So
and
she
the
deserves
thing
it.
Is, I did not realize how petite she was. Of course, she was paired with Brandon, who also isn't that tall, but she dances tall to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I see her dancing, she's like a powerhouse to me, and I never even thought she was as short as she is.
Right. Yeah.
So she's definitely my favorite girl.
Yeah, she's mine too, actually.
Now, next week is a special week. It's the 100th show?
Or is it? Yes.
Okay.
Is that right?
And,
yes.
And
something
we will
like
be
that.
Seeing the debut, and we've already heard about it. Nigel announced it a couple of shows ago. But we'll be seeing the Dizzy Feet Foundation, and which is a foundation that Nigel has formed. Of course, Dizzy Feet is his Twitter name. And it may be another reference to him, but I don't know what it is. But it's definitely his Twitter name. And he has formed this foundation, along with some other wonderful people, to fund programs for underprivileged dancers, or dancers who cannot afford to go to the schools, to the big dance schools, which is sounds like a great foundation. And actress Katie Holmes is also a part of this foundation, and she will appear on the show next week. And I think she's going to dance. Now, who knew Katie Holmes could dance?
Well,
you knew, but I didn't know that.
And supposedly she's pretty outstanding from what I've heard. She did a great job. And then the other routine.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. The other routines for anyone that watched season 2 and season 3, Nigel commented, are the bench routine with Travis and Heidi from season 2, Rama Llama, the group routine from season 2, and then the hummingbird routine with Hawk and Jamie Goodwin from season 3. So those will be on the show next week. And who knows, we may have some other surprises too.
Well, that's really good, because there's probably some people who watch the show now who are really dedicated but perhaps did not see those earlier seasons, like myself. So I did not see 1 and 2, so I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Well, good, yeah, because I think the bench routine won Mia and Emmy. So, yeah, and Rama Llama may have, or at least I know it was nominated. I think they were nominated against each other. But anyways, great, great, great. Routines that I'm glad to see them bring back. I actually wish there were a few more, but we'll take what we can get.
Debbie Allen said something wonderful this week. She said that this show is obviously, it's a great show just on its own, but it's more than a competition, she said. This is a conversation. She says it's a conversation that's brought together dance communities all over the world, which is such a great thing. I got to tell you, I looked at the ratings the other day.
How's it doing?
And America's Got Talent actually beat out So You Think You Can Dance, which, I'm sorry. I can't even understand that. I mean, I just could not even understand that. And I don't remember if it was the performance or the results show, but I saw that one of those. But so what? You know what? So what? Because Debbie Allen is right. This is such a great show. It's doing great things. You know, we've started a foundation to help underprivileged dancers. I mean, it's just a great show.
It fosters real talent, and I sort of question a lot of the talent that's on the other show.
Totally. I totally agree.
So I would rather watch really talented people. I even have friends that love to watch So You Think You Can Dance, but they refuse to watch Dancing with the Stars because they're not real dancers. And
why
do they want to watch that? So they would rather watch real talented people perform great routines.
Well, this has been a great season. I'm just so glad that you've been here to talk about it with me. So we have several more shows. What do you think? We have about 4 more shows left?
That's about what I was thinking.
Maybe? Yeah. It's going to be just a great end of the season. It sounds like they're just really throwing lots of little surprises in, which is also wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back next Friday to talk about who went home next week. But also to talk about, I think, the wonderful dancing that we'll see on the results show. So definitely stay tuned, and we'll see you next week.